People here are going through a Section 8. I spent half of last night thinking I flipped my gourd, that I was in a straitjacket watching my mind raves about bugs and dinosaur birds and tentacles, and it will all go away as soon as an orderly comes and gives me my Thorazine. I'll tell you, as everyone gets flakier, she's going to sound better and better to some of them, and I don't want to be around when it happens. What do you say?
I am not going to do my kid any good by getting killed.
You're not helping him by sitting on your butt.
What about the pharmacy next door?
What about it?
Well, it's only 20 feet away. Why haven't any of those people come over here?
That crossed my mind. They're sure not over there eating Dristan and stay-free mini-pads.
All right, what do you say to this? Four or five of us could make it next door. We'll check out the situation, and then we'll know more about where we stand.
How soon?
Give me an hour.
Refuses to believe, but believe me, there are creatures out there. There are beasts with cloven hooves and eyes of hatred that will feed upon you, all of you, unless you stop this cowering, this fearful whimpering that draws them closer like a dog that smells fear, unless you see there is a light in this darkness.
I don't want you to go.
Oh, listen, champ, I don't want to go either, but I'll be right back.
I want you here with me.
I tell you what, I'll bring you back a Spider-Man comic book. How's that?
Daddy, please don't go.
Believe me, Billy. I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Okay.
How's Billy?
He made two bowls of Count Chocula. He's doing fine.
I'll look after him for you.
Mrs. Terman's with him.
You really have to do this? Hope you don't mind my saying this, but it sounds like so much macho crap to me.
Well, it sounds like you've been listening to Mrs. Carmody.
You afraid of her?
To be honest, yeah.
I don't know. She has a poisonous aura, all right. Take care.
I will.
What's that you have, Miss Repler?
This is a bag filled with Raid and Black Flag. And this I found in the sporting goods department, a Spalding Jimmy Connors tennis racket.
What are you going to do?
I'm not sure, but it feels right in my hand. Didn't I have you in school?
Yes, ma'am. Me and my sister Pauline.
Too much to drink last night?
Oh, no.
I think we're ready. We're not taking any chances. At the first sign of anything, we hop right back here.
And bring the fiends of hell down on all our heads! Why can't you leave well enough alone?
Lady, is this what you call well enough?
You'll die out there, David Drayton. Don't you recognize that the fiend has been let loose? Star Wormwood blazes, and each one who steps out that door will be devoured. And they'll come for those of us who are left. Are you going to let that happen? After what befell the unbelievers yesterday? It's death! It's death!
Shut up, you miserable old buzzard!
Who serves the foul one? Who did you sleep with last night, missus? Who did you lie down with? Mother Carmody sees. Oh, yes, Mother Carmody sees it all.
Are we gonna stand here jawing all day, or are we gonna do it?
Let's do it! Yeah, let's go!
Let's do it.
Something smelled these people in here and came after them?
How else? You can't see in the mist. They follow their sense of smell. They came...
Dave, here's a Spider-Man comic, and you want an Incredible Hulk?
What is that stuff crisscrossing all over up there?
Streamers. Some kind of silken webs.
Look at this. Some black, bristly thing.
Ow.
Dave, what?
Out of here. Get out. Won't you get it? They're spider webs. It's the wriggling out of the mist. They're coming down from all over the place.
They're covering me.
We're sizzling into the floor! The webs are coated with some sort of corrosive substance!
Where?
Over there! It's a dog! What is it? It's black with yellow piping like racing stripes! Reddish eyes the size of pomegranates!
Watch it! Spew
spinning out webs. 12 or 14 legs, some kind of spider.
Stand aside.
That didn't kill us. It's that dog.
Stella.
She's dead.
Look out, there's one coming down.
I see it.
She swatted it with a tennis racket.
Let go.
It's stuck fast. The stuff is popping the springs.
Let's get out of here.
Go back behind you.
No ordinary earth, this spider. Something totally different. Perhaps not even a spider. There's
one of those hands. Kill it.
Kill it.
The gun's turned.
It's not too loaded.
I'll get it.
Stay back.
I'll spray it with black flags.
Ollie, the pinch bar.
Oh, it's dragging Mr. Miller away.
Come on, let's get out of here. I couldn't stop. Ollie, come back. It's too late. Mrs. Repler, give me your hand.
Oh, thank you, young man. I do feel a bit faint.
There's another web. Watch out.
Must stick my market basket. Let go. Oh.
Look out, look out. There's one running alongside the building.
What are you doing, Ollie?
I'm going to spear it with this pinch bar. Bullseye.
Nice throw.
Nothing to it.
What was it? The dirty bastard snatched my market basket.
Daddy!
Hey, Billy! Ooh!
It's all right. I brought you a Spider-Man, an Incredible Hulk comic book.
David?
Yeah?
We were able to find one quart of skim milk that's still good.
Thanks.
We're worried about Mrs. Carmody.
What time is it?
It's about 4.
What about Mrs. Carmody?
She's stirring things up. We gotta put a stop to it quick.
There are about 8 people with her now.
She never shuts up. It's like some kind of crazy church service.
8 isn't that many?
It's enough. Miller and Hatlin are gone.
She started talking about human sacrifice again.
Stop talking that dribble in my store right now. You're the one that better shut up. You listen to me. It's still a free country
for that kind of troublemaking. You just... Oh!
When I've drawn the first blood, they mean business.
How far do you think they'll go?
I don't intend to find out.
It's easy to say.
I intend to get out or die trying.
There have been 3 suicides.
Pills.
You carried the bodies in back. It's thinning out.
It's gonna get a lot thinner.
You won't make it to your car, believe me.
Hell, the first row's closer than that drugstore.
He's right.
We're gonna find ourselves outnumbered pretty soon.
Human sacrifice. Can you believe that crap?
I'm beginning to.
Who do you think she'll single out for the honor?
I don't know. There's one last chance.
I'm game, so to speak.
If we make it to the scout, running, pile in and get the windows rolled up, that would cut off the scent.
What if they're attracted to something else?
Yeah, it might be the exhaust, motion of the car.
Then we're cooked.
Where would you go?
First, home. Get my wife.
Dave.
All right. Check on my wife to be sure. And then south. Try to get out of the mist.
How much gas you got?
Almost full.
It might be impossible to go south, to get out.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Who would you take?
You three and Billy. Miss Terman, Miss Repler, even Brown if he'll leave his store. That's A. Billy can sit on somebody's lap.
All right.
All right, let's try it.
Have you mentioned this to anyone?
Not yet.
My advice is don't.
I'm gonna go collect a couple of bags of groceries.
All right, we'll squeak out when folks are asleep.
If she finds out, she'll try to stop us.
You think so?
I think so.
Who knew? It was not symbolic, meaningless jibber-jabber like in the churches today. It was understood that there was a meaning of communication with the Lord. Demons of the night, they will be satisfied. For have we not seen the lips of the earth open? The obscenities of nightmare run rampant. The rock will not hide them. The dead tree gives no shelter. And how will it end? What will stop it?
Expiation.
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 Expiation. Expiation. Let me hear you say it like you mean it!
Expiation! Expiation!
That's right! It's expiation!
Expiation!
We want to think about. We've been scourged with whips and scorpions. We've been punished for delving into secrets forbidden by the God of all!
is the only cleanser for sin in the island.